Imagine this scene. You're out, maybe at a car show, maybe just on the street, and then this car glides by. Not just any Porsche Taycan Sport Turismo, already one of the sleekest electric cars out there. But this one, it's different. It's like a Mario Kart explosion of color. It's basically a living arcade machine storing past, just so vivid, dynamic, feels like it's jumped right out of a game. Today, we're doing a deep dive into this really fascinating, totally unique project, the TayCart Deluxe.
And that's exactly it. We're here to figure out how this happened because it's not just, a fancy paint job. It's genuinely a one-off masterpiece. It blends pop culture, serious racing vibes, and cutting-edge electric tech in a way that seems almost impossible. Our info today comes straight from Frank Ricci Design Insights, plus an article that really breaks down the project highlights. So our mission for this deep dive is to get beyond just what this amazing car is. We want to pull back the curtain on the how, the surprisingly artisanal, hands-on process behind it all.
Yeah, that wow factor is just undeniable, isn't it? When you first see the TayCart Deluxe, it's like this jolt of pure energy, that super high gloss finish. It's not just making it shiny, it absolutely amplifies that Mario Kart explosion of color. Every look feels like, I don't know, a powered up for your eyes, like the car's literally boosting. And the scale of it, we're talking over 30 square meters of vinyl, hand illustrated, high gloss vinyl, all applied meticulously. Just think about that size. It's like a rolling canvas.
Exactly. And that scale, that artistry, it's entirely strategic. This is way more than just, a cool wrap. It's a very deliberate piece of brand communication. Wrap My Ride commissioned it specifically. It's their flagship show car. And the goal was clear right from the start. Gather miles of attention, both physically at events and maybe even more importantly, online, where something this unique can just, explode. It was literally designed to be a visual magnet, capturing that playful, forward-thinking spirit of the company and showing off what they can do.
Okay, so clearly it's a visual knockout, a total attention grabber. But underneath all that incredible artwork, what was the real driving force, the strategy behind something this extreme? Because it sounds like it was more than just promotional graphics slapped on a car. Wrap My Ride wanted something bigger, right? A mobile manifesto, you said, like a business card that just roars at you without needing words. That's quite a statement for a car to make.
It absolutely is. And the sources confirm there was a very specific mission. They wanted to literally bring the Mario Kart world into real life, but in a way no one had quite seen before. So you take this cutting-edge electric supercar, the Taycan, and merge it with this totally fresh stylistic concept. The whole idea is a modern tribute to Mario Kart. You see the nods, right? Bananas, shells, those digital road patterns. But they're all reinterpreted through the distinct Frank Ricci design style. And these incredibly vibrant graphics, they're layered over what started as a showroom-perfect glossy black base, makes those colors just pop.
And it's amazing how every little detail seems intentional. It communicates irony, performance, pop culture, all at the same time. It's not just random pictures thrown together. It feels like a coherent visual language. It really builds this bridge between like extreme car wrapping as an art form and pure fun entertainment. You look at it and you instantly get the joke, you feel the power, and you recognize those cultural touchstones. It's brilliant visual storytelling.
And this is where our deep dive really gets to the core of what makes it special, the artistic foundation. This is where that hand-drawn focus comes in and the incredibly detailed craft process. It's what sets it apart. What's really fascinating, especially for such a high-tech result, is how analog it started. The sources are explicit. Each character, power-up, and track section began as freehand pencil sketches, capturing pure arcade energy. Just think about that for a second. For a project pushing the limits of car customization and digital design, it started with pencil and paper. Just the raw artistic vision of Frank Ricci Design. That initial physical act of drawing is what gave the whole thing its first spark, its energy, that human touch.
Okay. That's where it gets really interesting for me. Connecting those initial, energetic pencil sketches to the final thing on a Porsche, how do those raw analog drawings born from pencil and paper actually end up perfectly mapped onto a car with all its curves and shapes and still look amazing? So once the sketches were done, they didn't just scan them or something.
No, it was more involved. They went through a really crucial digital transformation. Those pencil sketches were meticulously vectorized in Illustrator.
Oh, okay. Vectorizing.
Yeah, and that step is absolutely vital for wraps. It turns those organic lines into scalable digital paths, which means you can blow them up to cover 30 square meters, stretch them across panels, and they stay perfectly crisp. No pixelation, essential for quality and precision cutting.
Right, got it. So vectorizing preserves the detail at any scale. But that's just getting the shapes digital, isn't it? How do they arrange them on the car itself?
Good question. Vectorization was just step one of a very precise digital workflow. Once they had those vector elements, they were composed in Photoshop. This was key for arranging everything to fit seamlessly along the Taycan's specific lines and curves. I mean, imagine trying to lay flat graphics onto a 3D shape without making it look weird or distorted.
Yeah, tricky.
Exactly. But even Photoshop wasn't the final check. To guarantee that visual flow and perfect perspective from absolutely every angle, the whole design was then verified in Blender.
Blender, the 3D software.
That's the one. It let them essentially see the 2D design wrapped onto a 3D model of the car, so they could check how every banana peel, every mushroom, every road texture looked in 3D space, make sure it flowed correctly across panels, didn't get stretched oddly, basically ensuring it looked perfect no matter where you were standing. It's about anticipating and correcting distortion.
Wow. Okay, so that's a lot of steps, from pencil sketch to vector to Photoshop layout to 3D verification in Blender. And then finally, after all that prep.
Then the entire livery was printed on ultra-gloss vinyl. And this is where the physical skill comes back in. It was applied with millimeter precision by the WMR team.
That must be incredibly difficult, applying huge sheets of vinyl to complex curves.
Oh, it's a real craft. It takes immense skill, patience, steady hands. You're dealing with heat, tension, making sure every line matches up perfectly, avoiding bubbles.
It really is that blend then, isn't it? Traditional artistry, starting with that simple pencil and paper, combined with really cutting-edge digital tools, and then topped off with highly specialized physical craftsmanship.
Exactly. And that initial hand-drawn element, that's what gives it that unique soul, that energy that carries all the way through.
So what was the impact? Did it actually achieve that goal of gathering miles of attention?
Oh, absolutely. The impact was tangible and pretty widespread. Whether it was on a track at an event or just sitting on a show floor, apparently this car was just a magnet. The sources say it generated queues of smartphones and surges of likes constantly. People just had to capture it, and the numbers back it up. A plus 250% interaction across WMR channels, that's a huge leap in engagement for any brand.
250%? Wow.
Yeah. Plus front page features in automotive magazines, and it quickly got this coveted status of legendary livery within Europe's car wrap community. It just proves how really bold design, especially when it's rooted in that kind of artisan execution, starting from something as fundamental as a drawing.
Yeah.
It turns surprise into something really memorable, and it delivers results.
And it's not just about the numbers, is it? It sounds like it has this deeper symbolic value, too. You mentioned it's the flagship of Rep My Ride's communication strategy.
Oh.
And it's not just some rental car they decked out. It's the owner's personal car.
That's right. Which makes it a living, driving extension of the brand's identity. It's their commitment right there on the road. It embodies that soul they wanted to project. Daring, playful, completely impossible to ignore.
It really does roar without saying a word, just like they planned. It showcases their whole vibe.
And what's really interesting, I think, is how this project fits into this bigger shift in how brands communicate, in storytelling. It's not just about specs or style anymore, though those things still matter, of course. Increasingly, it's about delivering a visual and narrative experience. And the Takeheart Deluxe, it feels like the ultimate expression of what happens when Frank Ricci Design and Rap My Ride collaborate. It's a design that doesn't just follow trends, it kind of creates them. Okay. Precisely because it had that unexpected fundamental starting point, the hand-drawn sketches. It's that fusion, that contrast, that makes it feel genuinely new and pioneering.
Yeah, it definitely redefines what a show car can be. It's got that pure nostalgia hit, but on this incredibly elegant electric platform with this game-ready impact, it just makes you want to keep looking at it. And it works on multiple levels, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It has that deep technical appeal for rap fans. They can appreciate the sheer skill involved in the application, but it also delivers this huge emotional impact for dreamers and gamers alike, tapping into that shared love for Mario Kart. It connects.
Absolutely. So when you step back and look at the whole story, what does it all mean? This incredible journey of the Takeheart Deluxe, you know, from those simple, energetic pencil drawings to becoming this high-tech, vinyl-wrapped cultural object. It's a powerful testament, I think. It really highlights the enduring power of those foundational art forms, like hand drawing, even in our super digital automated world. It shows that real innovation often comes from unexpected places, from fusing different disciplines, different techniques. It proves that a really raw artistic beginning, like pencil on paper, can lead to something incredibly polished, modern, and impactful.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? As you look around at all the high-tech marvel surrounding us, How many of them might have started life as just a simple hand-drawn idea on a piece of paper? Or maybe, what other traditional art forms could you imagine making a surprising comeback? Finding a new life in unexpected cutting-edge industries? Something to ponder.